the disappointment you talked about, the losing of the home court, knowing now that you have to actually win one in Boston to get back here?
Yeah, we fought pretty hard in terms of getting back in the game. And then at the end of the game, we let it slip away.
And can I ask you about the home court issue?
Well, you just got to go up to Boston and win.
Again, on the right side. Kobe, what are you seeing out of Lamar's game right now, and what do you think he needs to do to be a little bit more productive for you guys?
Just stay out of early fouls.
Again on the right.
Kobe, James Allen, AMA 30 KLA. Last game, you guys had a substantial advantage in the paint. This time, they won the paint. Is that one of the key factors that you guys need to win to win the series?
Yeah, but you know the key factor is turnovers. You can't turn the ball over. You know, we'll continue to pound the ball inside, but we can't give them easy baskets in transition.
Vic on this side.
Kobe, what happened in that fourth quarter? Is there a crossroads play? I mean, Kate Pasa in that fourth quarter, you're going in tied, and then the ball seemed to always bounce into the Celtics' float.
Just costly turnovers down the stretch.
That's it?
That's it.
Were you surprised when you got that fifth foul early in the fourth, and was it difficult to play with five fouls throughout the quarter?
You just got to be careful. Well, I don't expect picking up five fouls the next game.
Sam Rowe on the aisle.
Kobe, can you just talk, I know Phil talks about this all the time, what is the process that basketball players go through when you're dealing with quick whistles? I mean, how do you read officials and how do you guys determine how to play based on what the officials are calling?
You got to play. You got to play your game. Let the whistles kind of sort themselves out.
Kobe, Ray Allen was just on fire in that first half. You're used to being perhaps on the other side of that, where you're the one putting up big numbers. Can you talk about what you do as a team to try to stop someone that hot?
Try to take the ball out of his hands as much as possible.
And when he doesn't have the ball, he's coming off screens.
He's catching it. You got to try to deny him and force him off of his sweet spots, but he was hot.
Over on this side, standing. Go ahead.
Cole, we talk about this all the time. Perfect example here of how one game to another doesn't really mean anything, especially in the finals. Each one is a new experience, and the thought of that of going into Boston.
I mean, it's a series. You try to stay even keel. You don't get too high, you don't get too low after a win or a loss, and just move on to the next one. Take care of business.
Steve, back right.
Kobe, when you are playing in foul trouble, how much do your opposing teams, try to do things to get you out of the game, or at least, see if you're going to become passive?
Well, yeah, I'm sure, that's part of the strategy at some point. But, as players, you just got to play through it and just try to be smart. That's all you can do.
Did you sense the Celtics were, saw that as a point of vulnerability or anything?
At certain times in the game, but not really, not much.
Kobe, Andrew said that you guys didn't lose home court until you lose game three. How much does that make game three important to just take it right back and as if you were up 2-0 leaving here?
Well, it's the most important game. Game one was most important. Game two is the most important. Now it's game, it's just the next game. Simple as that.
Last question on the back left.
Gary George, Inland Valley News. Kobe, what do you take positive out of this game? I know Andrew had a big 21-point performance. Can you comment on those two things?
It has nothing to do with scoring. Nothing. It's all defensively. Gave too many easy baskets, blew too many defense assignments. That's it.
Thank you, Kobe. Rajon Rondo will be next.